B-Pod Studios.
What's up, Patrick?
Hello.
That felt too long. That felt too long, right?
Hi, Pat. He hit the.
It was
music
like a bad fart. Long. It lingered.
All right, here's the first take.
Wow. Eagles, what do you got?
Eagles suck.
We agree, Bob?
Yes.
Can confirm?
Yes.
Okay.
After losing on Thanksgiving, the Lions owner said enough. He fired Bob Quinn, the team's GM, and the team's head coach, Matt Patricia. I can't speak today.
That's all right.
So, if you weren't listening closely, a bad team lost. They did that a lot. So, the owner fired the coach and the GM for not doing a good enough job.
Mm.
The Jaguars, another team that loses quite a bit, also fired their GM. It is possible, Jeffrey. You can do it. It's allowed.
Yes, I would like to see that happen sooner rather than later because I believe this team needs a complete rebuild.
I think something happens this week. Now, I don't know if it's as big as coach, GM, whatever. Maybe it's what you've been calling for, Mark. I think something of significance happens this week.
Something needs to happen. And that needs to be a benching of a quarterback. It needs to be a play caller. It goes to somebody else. Or it needs to be somebody else getting fired. And I think the sacrificial lamb that we haven't talked about enough, maybe it is Press Taylor. And that's just speculation. I'm not going on anything. But I'm thinking, oh, they're not going to fire Jim Schwartz after that performance. They're not going to fire Doug. They're not going to bench their quarterback because they would have done that by now, especially at the end of both these last games against the Browns and the Seahawks. They opted not to do that. Is Press Taylor the sacrificial lamb?
I mean, are you a sacrificial lamb, though, when nobody knows what the hell you do?
Yeah, that's like a sacrificial mouse.
Yeah, like if you fire me.
That's a big yeah. One. Yeah, it is. You're right.
And I think we have one over there.
Yeah, we probably do.
We had a sacrificial mouse.
For all you millennials out there who might be looking for a distraction this Sunday at around 4 p.m., they've brought back Saved by the Bell. Everyone's back. Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, A.C. Slater, Lisa Turtle, even, yes, Zach Morris. But one guy noticeably missing is Screech. The show hadn't explained the absence of the nerd, but they finally came up with an excuse.
What?
The show said that he was on the International Space Station with the AI robot he had in the show. Clearly, this was a backup plan to, hey, where's Screech? Oh, he's making porn. Or, hey, where's Screech? I think he's beating the crap out of Horse Shack. Or, hey, where's Screech? Oh, he's in prison. He stabbed a guy.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, all of these were scrapped, and they went with the weak excuse of he's on the International Space Station.
That's pretty good.
I see no lies.
You're okay with that? With that excuse?
I'm fine with it.
It'd be way better. Such a heel turn.
Do you want Screech to come back?
But it would be such a heel.
Do you want Screech to come back?
If he's in prison, he can't. So if you just sprinkled in a little bit of reality.
Is he in prison now?
I think he's out.
I think he's out on parole.
I think he got out.
Yeah. Well, look, one of the beautiful things about America
is didn't we lock you in a dumpster once?
That's exactly.
I got out.
The most random, not even a quote from a specific movie, but still a quote, and Jamie got it. God bless him. It's a good pull, Jamie. But why would you want him in jail or anywhere else? What do you
want
to die?
I think it would be a little bit better if it was like, hey, where's Screech at? And you sprinkled a little dose of reality and said, oh, Screech, yeah, he stabbed a guy.
It was only
jail.
A 4-month sentence.
What's going on with Miss Bliss?
Who's Miss Bliss?
Is Mr. Belding back?
They don't like Mr. Belding. The cast is not like Mr. Belding.
Did you just say that to me?
Who's Miss Bliss?
How does it feel to get offended?
Who is Miss Bliss?
How's it feel, soy boy? You like that? Huh?
Wow.
Who's Miss Bliss? What are you going to do about it, you simp? That's right. We're in between glass, and you can't leave because you're the host of the show. So you have to stay there.
Oh, yeah?
During the break's different story.
Oh, yeah? And that's all it takes.
I'll worry about it.
I'm going to go in there and beat...
Time with the Fanatic.
Beat Egan's ass. Who's Miss Bliss? Throw that sass in my face.
All right, Logan Paul might have...
She was the teacher on the original Saved by the Bell, Good Morning, Miss Bliss, or Wake Up, Miss Bliss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what it was
called. Don't act like you knew.
Of course.
You didn't know.
And then they had Mr. Belding.
You're like Doug Peterson. You're like, well, I'll just give this answer so people think I know what I'm talking about. I know that you don't.
It's funny that you say that because last night, many times, I just sat there and went, whoa, what is going on here?
Somebody just
I watched Eagles offense.
Somebody just hit me up on Twitch. Brick killed a guy.
Anyway. Wait, could you name the three cast members under Good Morning, Miss Bliss?
I can't.
That transferred?
Zach Morris.
Zach is one.
Screech, I think Screech was another.
Screech is another.
Screech is one.
All right, we got a third.
It wasn't the A.C. Slater kid.
No,
even though he had fine Jerry curls.
It was Lisa Turtle.
Ding, ding, ding.
Was it Lisa
Good
Turtle?
Job, Bobby.
Bobby!
So anyway, them saying he was at the space station, it reminds me of a story for me.
Okay.
When you were at the space
station. Oldest, real quick, our oldest son went out to dinner with his girlfriend's mother a few weeks ago, right? So this will come together.
All right.
So my wife says, oh, well, when are we going to meet her? And he says, no, I told her you're lost at sea. Our son told his girlfriend that his parents were lost at sea because he didn't want to introduce her to us.
That reminds me of, you know, Brother Where Art Thou, when it's like, your daddy got hit by a train. He's like, stop telling them I got hit by a train.
International Space Station may have been a better one by him, but
yeah.
Lost at Sea was pretty good.
All right,
bonafide.
Exactly. I'm a Dapper Dan man. Yeah. Logan Paul might have won the weekend. The 25-year-old poster boy for douche YouTube celeb knocked out Nate Robinson in a video that's probably still in your timeline.
And Doug Peterson still thinks Nate Robinson has a chance.
Well, there was a great... I don't want to steal it, but it became a meme. Is that not where you're going, is it?
Well, no.
All right, there was a great meme last night. It was Jake Paul was... gamblers or Eagles minus 6.5. Seahawks minus 6.5, and Nate Robinson was Eagles better or Seahawks better.
Yeah.
Well, Paul called out Conor McGregor after the fight, which is adorable, but it's clear that he's going to get another fight because of how much buzz this knockout had. The question is, who will his opponent be? He had a few NBA players call him out, wanting to regain respect for the league. Furkan Korkmaz was quoted as saying, I'll put that bitch to sleep like I did with the fans in the Wells Fargo Center back in 2014. So, Furkan's an option. That's one.
I don't think he said that.
He did. This is my segment. But then, and this is the real one, Jose Canseco decided to throw his name in the ring because,
no.
You know, the bills are due and steroids aren't going to buy themselves. Canseco tweeted, and I quote, I will fight any of the Logan brothers. They have enough for anyone with that type of talent yet or fighting skills. Yeah, I think he was probably imbibing a little bit when he sent that tweet. But now here's the hilarious on many accounts. The first being he called them the Logan brothers when it's the Paul brothers. Normally, I think this was a planned slap in the face. But since it's Jose Canseco, I lean toward he just didn't know.
Okay.
The second is Jose Canseco, the guy who was knocked out by Vi Sikahema in a Holiday Inn Express, is implying that he has skills.
Uh-huh.
But then Logan responded, and he added another KO to his resume because Paul had dated Canseco's daughter for 8 months.
So when
Paul saw the tweet, he responded with, no problem, I love smashing Canseco's.
Mamma mia, the problem child proving to be! A big problem!
Yeah, you know, it's a knockout.
Standing ovation. Wow.
It's a knockout.
Wow.
I gotta say, that's a great one.
That good dude for you, Pat. Deserves some credit.
Yeah, that's
a good burn.
Even if you're the father of that woman, you gotta go, I tip my cap to you, sir.
I just got owned.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I think you have to.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, no.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Jose.
If you want to see a dead body. Sports is all about superstitions. Some guys are weird, like Wade Boggs. Just bing that one. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it's a minor thing that, you know, a guy gets into the habit of doing. I listen to Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero, and then I go out and I become that hero.
Very nice.
Marshawn Lynch.
Like you did on Sunday, winning a championship.
No personal questions.
Okay.
Marshawn Lynch, for example, had the tradition of eating Skittles after every touchdown, but when he joined ESPN's show Peyton's Places with Peyton Manning, Peyton asked Beast Mode if he did anything before the game, and here's what he said his tradition was.
I needed to have maybe a shot and a half before every game.
Of?
Hennessy. What you mean?
I was thinking,
yeah.
Gatorade. Toradol. I don't know what I was thinking.
Hell no.
And there's a bar right there in the locker room in Seattle, Schneider and Pete Carroll.
My backpack.
Got it. The backpack.
We need these two doing a show.
I pictured, like, you know, the old Rat Pack sketch of running the, like, rolling the bar out and just having whatever. And Marshawn Lynch just has that and Skittles in his backpack, basically.
Yeah.
And he's pouring his own. And I love the reaction. Hennessy, what else, man? Like, what am I, you know, I know they call me Beast Mode, but I am a sophisticated man with my Hennessy. And I'm going to have my drink. Who was it? Ron Artest used to run out of the United Airlines Arena in Chicago and go out and get a bottle of Hennessy?
Yeah.
I mean,
that fits for him.
Boogie Cousins did it here in Philly when they had the wet court delay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's right.
I sat down and talked with him for a little bit that night. Really good dude.
Oh, if you watch the Showtime doc on Boogie Cousins, you'll become a fan of Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was cool. I was walking past him, and he's like, he saw my credentials. He's like, what are you hearing? Are we playing? I said, I don't know. It doesn't look good here. He's like, oh, man, what is there to do around here? And he was just like, we sat down and talked for a minute.
Have you ever heard of Xfinity Live?
Cousin Marshawn, by the way, one of my favorite all-time non-Philadelphia athletes.
How was he at Thanksgiving this year, by the way?
He was great. He makes a great candied yam.
That's candied with Skittles.
Did he?
We were chirping balls by the end of dinner. It was great.
Did he stuff the turkey with Skittles instead of stuffing?
What else you got, Pat?
And for this next story, I'm going to hand it off to my buddy Mitch, and this is fitting because
I got to do this real quick. I got to do this. I love mashed potatoes and corn at Thanksgiving, and I know it's a random thing, but like I love that's one of my favorite possible things. And my grandmother died, and she used to make this cabbage that was just absolutely amazing. No one else can make cabbage this good in my family, so we just punt. Nobody makes the cabbage. The one thing I look forward to, other than the turkey, is the mashed potatoes and corn. And I enjoy the mixing together of those things. Yeah. Mixing together of food, acceptable as an adult.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Totally.
You're an adult. Do what you want.
Okay, no, because
Especially on Thanksgiving.
Stop getting bullied.
Yeah. No.
Throw some cranberries in there. Get nuts.
I can't have cranberries. I throw up. I don't know why.
That sucks. An ocean spray can.
Yeah, that's just
when the cranberry drops out.
I poured a can out last night since we have so many left over.
That's music to the ears.
If it doesn't have the imprint of the can, is it even cranberry?
No. I went bougie this year and got a Wegmans cranberry orange relish.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh,
it'll knock your socks off.
I brought that up at the house yesterday. It's going to be one of my gets pretty soon.
Oh, baby. But Toots, right? She says to me, she goes, I'll get you your corn. Because we got it at we had it catered, most of the stuff from the great people at Fed Sal. Yes, we paid for it. That's not a plug.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway.
You can afford to.
I get, but we all have to do what we want to cook. So anyway, I say to my wife, this happens every year now. I want mashed potatoes and corn. She's like, I'll get you mashed potatoes and corn. She didn't get me mashed potatoes and corn. So I call her out on it. She goes,
Divorce papers were filed. Yes.
I called the lawyer, obviously, because I'm a rational thinking.
Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Wow. But then I go out there and she orders me, she gets me the batch. She goes, I got you mashed potatoes and corn. She Instacarted it or whatever. She got me mashed potatoes and corn pudding.
Nope. No.
I don't even know what corn pudding is.
And I'm insulted for you.
I know what cream corn is. What is corn pudding?
I'm insulted for you.
Yeah, I was insulted.
Is it like rice pudding?
I think it's crappier than that.
Sounds terrible.
Is it a dessert or is it a side? What is it?
I don't know what it is. It's just corn that's like half pureed.
Next year, I'm taking care of your corn on Thanksgiving.
That'd be great. But yes. I'm a simple man. I said, babe, just get me a can of corn. That's all I need. I don't need anything fancy. Okay, so I'm not out of line. Thank you very much. Anyway, the separation's going great.
Like a Ben Revere pop-up, can of corn.
Yes.
That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, right.
For this next story, I'm going to hand it off to my buddy Mitch.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a damn magic show, ready to double-team your girlfriend, and it stops.
And it stops right there. And it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind.
True love is blind.
And the couple that embodies true love the most in 2020 is my man Yuri and his new wife, Margo.
I love you, Dad. Sorry,
his sex doll.
Frank's dad's here. It's awesome, man.
I haven't seen him in like eight years.
You can't put a quarter in the
best part of that scene is the portraits of Frank and his wife behind the table. That kills me every time.
I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know what I'll be doing after the segment.
Yeah, anyway, now I'm going to have to watch that movie today, but go ahead, yeah.
So the two were married in Kazakhstan over the weekend in a small ceremony. It's not like Yuri rushed into this relationship with a sex doll. He dated Margo for 8 months before popping the question. He told Margo, ever since I met you, I knew you were the one. If you want to marry me, don't say anything. And when she didn't, a date was booked.
Yeah.
Head on over to
this is my wife.
Head on over to our Twitter account at 975 Mornings to see a pic of the dude and his doll. Now, many on the surface will scoff at Yuri, but I will not, because I realize there are some pros to marrying your sex doll. The first being that, unlike most relationships, you win every argument.
Yeah.
The dates are cheap. Mm. Uh-huh. You can let yourself go with no fear that she'll do the same, and she's always down to do what you want to do. So no watching like The Bachelor on a Monday night. So she also can probably draft better than Howie Roseman. That was a forced shot, but a necessary one. Anywho, from everyone here on The Morning Show, I just want to wish Yuri and Margo many years of happiness.
Yes, congratulations.
I wish you everything you want in life, for your friends and your family, lots of hugging and kissing and sweet dreams.
He's a bodybuilder, too. Did you say that?
Whatever. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was a little confused there. But
Miss Bliss.
Okay, birthday's today.
Well, I'm saying that Night Shyamalan.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
He ghost wrote this text segment.
Yes, exactly. All right, whose birthday?
Birthday is today. Former Eagle great Jabbar Gaffney.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The cousin also of?
Lito Shepard.
Yeah.
And
they hate each other.
They hate each other, yeah.
Yes, and then he drove across the bridge with a gun. I think he had Hollow Point.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
I think it was Josh Huff. Oh, maybe
no. Right. No, they were both.
I asked Josh Huff why Hollow Point bullets, and he goes, to protect myself. And I was like, from what? Good God, man.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was, Jabbar was in the first Texans draft class. He was a second round pick.
Yeah, I believe him and Lito ended up like suing each other. They had a fight.
They had a full blown fist fight.
Keyed cars and stuff.
I think Lito didn't bring the corn to Thanksgiving.
Probably.
That's what it was.
He's like,
I got this corn pudding, Jabbar.
Corn pudding.
It's like,
those are fighting words in Florida. Everybody knows
I'm a simple man. Can of corn. Anyway, go ahead.
The next one is DeSean Jackson, who used to play for the Eagles. It's his birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I
swear.
Happy 47th birthday.
I wouldn't lie.
Jackson.
Events today. In 1924, the NHL came to the States as the expansion Boston Bruins beat the Montreal Maroons 2-1. It was the first professional hockey game in the United States. 1924.
Hey.
That's cute.
And in 1956, the United States beat the Soviet Union 89-55 to win the gold medal in basketball, and thus the Cold War was officially over.
Oh, thank you, David Hasselhoff. I'm sorry, that was the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, we're looking for some freedom. Blinking jacket. 1990, future Eagle great Ty Detmer of BYU won the Heisman.
Ty Detmer?
Yeah. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever.
Yep, I was more of a coy guy, but go ahead.
I as well. And in 2015, the Sixers won. They beat the Lakers 103-91. But this win was cause for celebration because it was the team's first win in their last 28 tries. That losing streak was the longest losing streak in the history of pro sports from a team located in the U.S. That's a lot to say. But your starters that night were Big Shot Bob Covington, Jeremy Grant, Isaiah Cannon, Jahlil Okafor, fan favorite Jakarr Sampson.
Hey!
I was at that game. I think it was in L.A.
And now you're here with us.
And now I'm here.
Look at that.
But we'll actually go back to 1986. Bobby Lane, who's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, died. And if you want to know why I'm including Bobby Lane, well, if you're ever curious of why the Lions suck, it's because of Bobby Lane. After leading the Lions to 3 championships.
Interesting.
They traded him to Pittsburgh in the 50s, where he claimed the Lions wouldn't win for 50 years. 50 years after he made that proclamation, the Lions went 0-16. It's the curse of Bobby Lane. It's why they suck. They also fired their head coach and GM. Once again, it can be done. That's all it takes.
Wow.
I'm getting it from all angles. Whoa. Hey-o. I was unprepared like Doug Peterson.
1963, the Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone when he killed me.
It's not where I was going to go, but...
Go ahead. What do you got? Hurry up.
Yeah,
quick.
We don't have all day.
This date in history, 1958, I believe it was.
I've heard of it.
The little lady by the name of Rosa Parks.
55, yeah.
55, thank you.
I got that. You're welcome. I'm sorry. Yes.
No. Thank you. 1955, Rosa Parks. Nah.
Nah, I'm staying right where I am.
Nah, bro. I would have loved if it was bra.
I crack up every time I see either that t-shirt or the hoodie. That just says nah.
It is a great t-shirt or hoodie. You are correct. And go ahead. Do you one more time? You want to say it? Go ahead,
Pat.
It's all the tale. The Eagles suck.
Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.